If we stop anywhere else closer to town, then Becca will know something's up, and we're trying to organize a surprise for her very special birthday. Besides, what's wrong with this place? Oh, you're just being snooty. It's called Cream of the Crop for a reason. What do you think you're going to order? Okay, see, that sounds yummy. Why don't you go wash up and I'll place our order when the waitress comes. Oh, no, the restrooms are that way. Yeah, just ignore that sign. They're that way, trust me. Yes, I've been here before. Go on. Oh God, I hope that wasn't too obvious. I'm going to hell, aren't I? No, you're not. You've waited a long time for this. You're not doing anything wrong. Actually, you're trying to help your very good friends. And yourself, of course. Shit, I better get going. I'm gonna go all the way around this side of the restaurant and circle back. Sneak into the room right beside the restroom. Oh, this must be it. I've heard good things about this place. Fingers crossed. Oh, it's just a little closet. And, oh, there's the hole in the wall. Oh my, and a cock's already through and waiting. That's not his cock, though. I know, because the one sticking through the hole right now is obviously not circumcised. And my friend Becca's described her husband's cock in great detail over the years. And she used to talk about how fantastic it was. Made me so jealous. Mind you, I was getting some good cock back in the day, too. But of course, as we got older, everything slowed down a bit, and Becca's sex drive just disappeared right off the radar. She doesn't use her husband's cock at all. It's been years now. The poor man, that amazing cock of his, never getting the love and attention that it deserves. So, being Becca's best friend, I figured I'd help them out, do my part to try and save their marriage. At least that's how I convinced myself that this was a good idea. Oh my! That man's pounding on the wall, shouting, "Anyone there to take care of this big dick?" He really expects someone to suck his cock. I guess that someone is me. I am the only one in here. And if I don't get him off quickly, Becca's husband will probably just find the actual restrooms on the other side of the restaurant. I'll miss my opportunity. What exactly do I do? I guess just get down on my knees in front of the hole in the wall? I never really thought about the logistics. I'm so used to seeing a man's actual face when I suck his cock. I do really love the eye contact, but damn, this is a tempting cock sticking out through the hole. So hard, and look at that glossy tip. That's pre-cum. I can smell him. I'm sure he was jacking off a bit before he stuck his dick through the wall. Am I really gonna do this? Suck a stranger's cock? I mean, I was planning to suck a cock through the hole in the wall, and not any random cock. I really don't have a choice. It's not like I haven't sucked strangers' cocks before either. I usually can at least see their face. Heck, maybe it's better this way. Maybe if I just lean in and give it a little leg, like this. That's rude. He just demanded I put my lips around it and start sucking. And he called me a bitch. Oddly, I find that kind of arousing. Knowing how needy and desperate he must be to come. And it is a tasty cog. At least, what I've sampled from a few little licks. Can't hurt to start sucking in, slipping the head between my lips like this. I like the way he encourages me, telling me I'm a good girl. Keep sucking it just like that. I'm gonna make him come. I know he can hear me moaning. God, I must sound like a cum-hungry slut. I can hear him grunting and moaning too. Shoving more of his dick through the wall. God, I do love sucking cock. And not to brag, but I'm pretty good at it. Oh god, he's gonna come soon. He wants me to suck it harder. Yes. Yes, I need that cum. I need that cum. Oh my god. He's demanding that I swallow it. That I don't stop sucking until it comes in my mouth. Take his big love like a good girl. Oh, I will. I will. I will. Oh, wow. That was so intense. Oh, and he just gave me a compliment. Told me I have a talented little mouth. Thank you. Oh my god, what am I doing? Talking through a hole in the wall at a stranger's cock. Oh fuck. I heard the door open again. I really hope that's Becca's husband. He needs this. I just hope he recognizes this as a glory hole. And that he doesn't have any qualms about sticking his neglected dick through the hole so I can suck in. Kinda glad for that warm-up round now. Kinda got the hang of this glory hole thing. Oh my god. I heard him through the wall say, "What the fuck? Come on. Come on, I just unzip. Give me your cock. You know you need this." Well, he is unzipping. And, oh my god, he just said, "What the hell, why not?" What's taking him so long? Why isn't he sticking his cock through the hole? Wait a minute. Is he jacking off? When there's a perfectly good hole right here? Oh, I get it. He wants his cock to be hard before he slides it through and... Oh my god. Holy fuck. Finally. Becky wasn't exaggerating one bit. This might be the sexiest cock I've ever seen. Thick, but not too thick. Long, but not too long. With a perfect... thick, flared head. And damn, I think his shaft is even thicker at the base. Oh my god, my mouth is watering. Even after just swallowing a stranger's hot load, I want more. It definitely sounds different from the stranger before him. Not demanding at all. Just tentatively asking, "Hello? Is anyone there?" I'll show him someone's here, all right. I'll just lean in and give the tip of his cock a little kiss, like this. I heard him whimper. Now, flick a slit with my tongue. Like this. Oh, fuck. This poor cock doesn't deserve to be teased. Cock that's amazing. This neglected deserves to be sucked by an eager, hungry mouth. Sucked hard, deep, like this. God, I'm pushing as close as I can get to the hole. I know he's holding back some more of his cock. I want my lips buried to the base of him. I want to show him I can take it all. I want him to know that there's at least one woman out there willing to worship this cock. Oh, God. Please give me it all. Please push more of your cock through the hole. Please. Please, I just want all of that cock. Yeah, there you go. Give it to me. Let me prove what a good cocksucker I am. Let me deep throat you. Oh god, there's nothing like a cockhead. Fat, flared cockhead like this. Pushing into my throat. Oh my god. Now he's cursing on the other side of the wall. Just one word. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, I love hearing that. Oh, I can't help it. My pussy's so wet. So horny, sucking back his husband off. I have to slide my hand between my legs and start fingering my pussy while he sucks his cock. I've always wanted to come with him. Yeah. You like that little slut on the other side of the wall? Sucking you deep. Now he's gone from just fuck to fuck me, I'm gonna come. Fuck yes, suck that dick. Suck that dick, take it deep. Fuck, it's been so long. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's gonna make my pussy go. I love sucking a stick. Oh god, yes, no one has come so bad. I just love the fact that he's moaning for some slut he thinks he doesn't know. He's about to blow his load in a strange slut's mouth. My mouth. And he's going to, too. I can hear him warning me. He's so sweet, warning me. Oh god, I'm gonna slide another finger in my pussy as he keeps repeating. Oh fuck yeah. Fuck, don't stop. Fuck, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I'm gonna blow. I'm gonna blow. Yeah. Give me that gum. I wanna swallow the load. Let me have it. Please. 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 Oh god, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh, 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 oh. Oh my god, I think I moaned a little too much. I might have even whispered that I was coming. Oh god, did he hear that? I hope he didn't hear. Oh fuck, fuck. Oh my god. Is it wrong of me to kiss the tip of his cock before he slips it back through the hole? I can't help myself. I just need to squeeze every drop out and kiss the tip one more time. Oh, what a sweetheart. He even said thank you. That I was amazing. And that was the best blowjob he's ever had. Uh-oh, though. I just heard him saying, Shit, I've got to get back to Lacey. She must wonder where I am. That means I have to get back to the table before he does. Oh my god, my panties are so... It doesn't even matter. I gotta go. Oh, okay. I got back to the table just in time. Okay, don't be breathing heavy like you ran from the bathroom. Play it cool, play it cool. Wow, what took you so long? A lineup? Really? I thought that only happened to the ladies' room. What's that? Oh, right here on my lip? Oh, must be some whipped cream. No, our order didn't come yet. You know what? Maybe we should talk about Becca's party, right? That is why we're here after all. What's that? You do? You kind of like the atmosphere in this place. See? I knew it would grow on you. Oh my god, stop talking about growing. What? Oh, the name of this place again. Cream of the Cock. Cream of the Crop. That's what it's called. Oh my fucking god, you're giving it away. Try to act natural. Oh, really? You think you want all of Becca's birthday party planning sessions to take place here? Well, you're not going to get any arguments from me. In fact, I'm already looking forward to both of us coming again.